You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here's a question for people to participate in this morning. What never lives up to expectations? The example that I use frequently is New Year's Eve. Because people always have these grand expectations of New Year's Eve, and it just really turns out to be...
not so good. Kind of falls flat, huh?
Kind of. And especially, I think it's because often people get really dressed up for it, which is great, but then you're like sitting around looking at each other. You're like, oh, it's... can we leave it like 12:05?
What parties are you going to?
12:02.
All right.
Okay. Another one for me is Vegas. To me, Vegas trips never live up to expectations because, again, you build it up in your mind. Oh, this is going to be wild. And then It's like 2.5 million people jammed into a very small space.
Okay.
And a lot of despair and misery around you. And
that's funny. I was just trying to talk Knickknack into taking a one night flight into Vegas to go see a concert.
Oh, oops. Well, whoopsie. By the way, wait a minute. If you're going to go to a concert, that's a little different. You can go see a show.
Yeah, just zip in, zip out. You know, kind of a fun little romantic thing to do. But I don't know if that's going to pan out. No. You've talked me out of it.
I've never talked you out of anything. I've tried talking you out of stuff for years. Huh. You'll go to Vegas just to spite me so you can come back and say, it was great!
It probably would be.
I'm going to say New Year's Eve and Vegas. What do you got?
I got two as well. I will say with 100% certainty, owning a sports car. I've owned a couple Corvettes, and yeah, it seems fun. Great, you got a fun, fancy car. But I will tell you that 90% of the time it sits in the garage. You got to store it. You got to pay insurance on it. When you do drive it, you're worried about where you're parking, who's parking next to you, if somebody's going to key you. You can't drive it in the winter. And the weirdest thing about having those cars is that everybody tailgates the hell out of you because they constantly want you to race. And it is extremely infuriating. Mm-hmm. So I got rid of them. And it was one of the best decisions I ever made was getting rid of those cars. So that's one. And then the second thing that doesn't live up to expectations, Russell Wilson. I'll just leave it there.
We can probably stop right there. We don't even have to open up the phones.
I beat you all to it. I beat you to it. And let's beat everybody else to the Dom and Jeremy show, the Mindbender Rattle Off, Mornings on Mix 100. How else can we couch it that does not live up to expectations? Ha, 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 ha. Okay.
Julia from Lakewood says, your birthday. She writes, my birthday was Monday. And I cried on the way home from work because no one wished me a happy birthday, even though it was on a dry erase board for all my coworkers to see.
Well, they just don't like you. Let me be the bearer of bad news.
Julia, I like Julia.
I have a feeling that nobody likes her at her workplace. Is that too harsh?
That's harsh. Julia,
sorry.
I like you.
I don't know her. I think she's great.
Even though it's 2 days late, I'm going to give her the two-word birthday song. Happy birthday. There.
Okay.
Vicky says Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of lines, a lot of money. I like Janelle says the copper cup part of a Moscow mule. I guarantee you, you make it in a glass, it's going to taste exactly the same. You don't need it.
Probably true. It's funny. I remember one time getting a Moscow Mule or one of the variations of it, and they brought it in a regular glass. And I paused for a second. I go, "Do you not have the little?" They go, "Does it matter?" And I go, "Well, no. Now that you mention it, it doesn't. Thank you. I'll drink it just the same."
Yeah, you'll avoid all the copper poisoning.
Beth wrote in and said, "Hot tubs." That's kind of funny. Johnny, I get to poke Johnny a little bit. He says the bedroom, they always end up like dead fish. And I'm thinking, you know, if it's always, what do they all have in common, Johnny? That would be
Johnny.
You.
Poor Johnny.
I mean, if they're all the way, then what's the common denominator, my friend?
That's funny.
We got to go to the phones. Here comes Leslie. Good morning, Leslie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boy.
Hi.
Hey, Leslie. What never lives up to expectations?
Working overtime.
Oh, yeah, because then you do get your paycheck and a bunch of taxes are taken out anyway, and you're like, oh, that was not worth it.
Well, that wasn't worth it.
Yeah, right. Not at all. Darn
it. That's a good one. Thank you for that call. That's a good answer. Here's Tanya. Tanya, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
What never lives up to expectations, Tanya?
How about your first time?
Oh, your first time.
All right.
Oh, yeah, sure. Right. Well, you know.
You know, it's built up by, you know, Hollywood and books and everything.
Yeah,
and
so and usually it's just these... apologizing.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Nobody knows what to do or, yeah, well, it never goes right.
Well, you got to read a book or two. Or...
We know what to do, but there's just no experience. Like, you know, fixing things around your house. You might know how to do it, but until you do it.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable.
Never lives up to the hype.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you called, Tanya. Thank you for being on the show.
I got a bunch rolling in. Alan says the Mississippi River. I waited 28 years to see it only to realize it was brown, narrow, and surrounded by pollution. And not one bit of cool fiddle music, he said.
See, that's funny.
Slay says the thing that didn't live up to expectations, The Walking Dead. After season 3, I was losing patience with all the group's stupid decisions. True dat. Eric said, being a sports fan, I thought it would be all about beer, food, and laughs. It has honestly just turned me into an angry, angry person. And Shirley says, owning a gerbil or hamster, they stink and your kids only love them for about a week. Spot on.
Yeah, somebody pointed out Super Bowls, and I think that's right, because how many Super Bowls have we had now? Almost 60 or whatever, and there's probably been 5 that were good games. So I get that. Crystal says dating profiles that say, you won't be disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
She says that's a guarantee for disappointment. Somebody else wrote in, you guys got to put your names on your notes, please. Plymouth Rock. I've never been to Plymouth
Rock. Oh, I've heard it's just a rock. It's just a little rock in the sand that you look down at. It's like in a little box.
Is it?
I heard it's really lame, yeah.
I haven't been. Another no name says, any fast food burger or sandwich compared to how it looks on TV?
Truth.
Yes and yes.
Truth.
There's a documentary, if you could ever find it, on how many days they set up these shoots for burger commercials.
Yeah, and some of it's fake stuff. It's not even real cheese.
Yeah,
it's like
a
foam.
A lot of fake stuff. Yeah, and all the behind the scenes that goes on trying to make that cheeseburger for that 7 seconds that it's on the screen.
Yeah.
To make it so that it seems irresistible.
I'm living a life of lies. Ben said, shaving. I thought it was cool when I was a kid. It's just a hassle now, and my wife complains about the hair everywhere. Jasmine said, Star Wars prequels. Tiff said, anything from Pampered Chef or Girl Scouts.
Except the chopper from Pampered
Except
Chef.
Except the chopper. And then here's another chopper. Sexy one. Kim says, shower relations. I just want to be left alone in there to scrub, and I got soap in places that soap should not go. And that's from Kim.
I'm going to give her a ding for that and the beach. As far as beach relations.
You can get the sand in places you don't want sand to be.